Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners from all over the world learn American English. Are you an English learner? Is learning American English important to you? My name is Juan Elvis Circe, Masters of Arts in English and Masters of Arts in Teaching and Learning, nicknamed by my English learner students as Maestro Circe. I've been teaching English in California for over 30 years. I'm currently a public school teacher and a community college English as a second language instructor in Southern California, United States of America. I have created a free 5-year online English course, as well as many online websites and resources for English learners from all over the world. With your investment of time, positivity, hard work, and determination, you too can become more fluent in the English language. This podcast will help you improve your American English comprehension and communication skills. Welcome aboard. Welcome to episode 10 of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. In our 10th podcast episode, we feature two resources for improving American English vocabulary and comprehension skills, including American English Vocabulary, Pre-Kindergarten Dolch Sight Words, Part 3 of 4 Lesson, compliments of our website at www.AmericanEnglishVocabulary.com, as well as three American English idioms, including albatross around one's neck, all kidding aside, and all thumbs. Compliments of our website at www.AmericanEnglishIdioms.com. Are you ready to begin? Okay, let's get started.
English learners, do you need to improve your American English vocabulary? We have a great educational website for you, www.AmericanEnglishVocabulary.com. Our website features thousands of American English sight words and general vocabulary, complete with quizzes and audio and video recordings to help you improve your pronunciation and comprehension. Please visit www.AmericanEnglishVocabulary.com.
Hello students, this is Maestro Elvis, and this is the Pre-Kindergarten Dolch Sight Words, Part 3 of 4 Lesson. Suggestions for learning. Define each word using an English dictionary, such as dictionary.com. English learners, please translate each word and sentence in your language via translate.google.com. Review each video a minimum of 2 to 3 times and try to read each word along with the audio. Here is a complete list of all the pre-kindergarten Dolch sight words with the words for this lesson in bold. Let's say them all together. Let's pronounce them all together. A, and, away, big, blue, can, come, down, find, for, funny, go,
help here I in is it jump little look make me my not one play read run said see the three two two up we wear yellow and you the words for this lessons list is as follows here we have look make me my not one play read run and said for those of you who are English learners here are some sample translations via Google Translate we have the words translated in Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, Romanian, and French, the five Romance languages based on Latin. And the words again in English are look, make, me, my, not, one, play, read, run, and said. And if your primary language is not one of the five Romance languages listed here, I strongly encourage you to use Google Translate, translate.google.com website, and translate these words into your primary language. And now we begin with our lesson. Here's our first word, look. Repeat after me, look. Look at that car. How do I look? Did you look at that picture? Look. Make. Repeat after me. Make. I want to make this work. Make. He will make a new toy. You make eye contact. Make. The next word is me. Repeat after me. Me. Give me your money. She saw me at the store. Bring me the dog. Me. The next word is my. My son is a college student. He met my friends. She knows my address. My. The next word is not. Repeat after me. Not. Do not forget to brush your teeth. I am not scared. She will not go to the school tomorrow. Let me say it again. She will not go to school tomorrow. Not. Next word is one. Repeat after me. One. I have one child. He is the number one soccer player. Number two follows number one. Next word is play. Repeat after me. Play. She likes to play tennis. Let's go to the Shakespeare play. We need to play with others. Play. The next word is red. She received red roses. He wore a red shirt. The red car was stopped. Red. The next word is run. Repeat after me. Run. They run at the park. He needs to run faster. She must run to catch the bus. Run. Here we have our last word, which is said. Repeat after me. Said. He said to slow down. Maria said she was sorry. I said something funny. Said. Okay, students, so this was the pre-K Dolch Sight Words Part 3 of 4 lesson. I encourage you to review this lesson 2 or 3 times and make sure you define each word, and if you're an English learner, to translate each word and every sentence so that you improve your comprehension. Also, pronouncing along with the audio of this video helps you improve your pronunciation. So make sure you say it out loud, you pronounce out loud. After you study this lesson for 2 or 3 times at least, you will take the pre-kindergarten Dolch Sight Words Part 3 of 4 quiz. And I expect you to score at least 7 out of 10 correct, at least. So do your best, work hard, and good luck!
English learners, would you like to learn American English idioms? We have a great educational website for you, www.americanenglishidioms.com. Our website features hundreds of American English idioms with great explanations and examples, complete with audio and video recordings to help you improve your pronunciation and comprehension. Please visit www.americanenglishidioms.com.
Albatross around, one's neck, all kidding aside, and all thumbs, American English Idioms number 3. Welcome to American English Idioms, lesson 3. In this lesson you have 3 American English idioms to read, listen to, translate, and pronounce in English. Please focus and do your best so that you can learn and improve your knowledge of American English idioms. Albatross around, one's neck, something or someone that is a burden and difficult to get rid of. The phrase albatross around, one's neck refers to something which is difficult to get rid of. For example, you could say that a heavy backpack is an albatross around someone's neck because it takes up space and weight. A person with many bad habits like smoking or drinking alcohol may also be considered an albatross around someone's neck because it is hard for them to give up these habits even if they want to. The albatross around my neck is the pressing deadlines. It becomes more and more difficult to keep up with the demands of work, school, family, hobbies, none of which I want to sacrifice. I always feel like there's just not enough time in the day. The problem only gets worse when one of the areas becomes much more demanding than usual, because it all drains away my energy. The solution would be to do less, but that doesn't happen often. An albatross around one's neck is a difficult burden, one which is hard to shake off. This term became popular in the 1800s when travel by ship was still a common way to get from point A to point B. Sailors would often be given a large bird to carry with them on the ship as a good luck charm. In many cases, this was an albatross. Many people have a difficult time with the idea of having a permanent job with a single employer their entire career. They feel the need to keep their options open and look for new opportunities. For some, this can be overwhelming and burdensome. This is where the idiom of an albatross around one's neck comes from. Many people see their jobs as an albatross around their necks because they are stuck in these jobs and cannot move on to better ones. 1. That car costs you so much to repair. It has become an albatross around your neck. Why don't you get rid of it? 2. I hired my wife's brother to work in my business, but he's worthless. He doesn't do anything. He really is an albatross around my neck. Synonym: millstone around one's neck. An albatross is a large sea bird. The expression comes from the poem The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel T. Coleridge, in which a sailor shoots a helpful albatross with a crossbow, bringing bad luck on the crew of the ship. The other sailors hang the bird around the sailor's neck as punishment. All kidding aside, speaking seriously. All kidding aside is a phrase that means to speak with seriousness. It is most often used in the business world to coerce sincerity during negotiations. In American culture, there is a trend in speech that sometimes makes it difficult for people from other countries to understand. In order to become more aware of this cultural discourse, one should read the following: all kidding aside, I'm being serious, I'm not kidding, and aside from joking. These phrases have been used frequently in recent years by many media sources. Literally, the phrase all kidding aside is generally used to mean that what follows is to be taken seriously. The phrase all kidding aside is often used to indicate that the speaker is about to speak seriously. The phrase is often used in contexts such as a formal speech, during which the speaker may be using wit and humor for much of their talk, before ending with an earnest message or plea. 1. That was a good joke, but all kidding aside, we have to get to work now. 2. What you're telling me sounds unbelievable. All kidding aside, are you serious? All thumbs uncoordinated and awkward, especially with one's hands. All thumbs means that one is uncoordinated and awkward, especially with one's hands. This term originates from the early 1800s, when those without thumbs were considered ungainly laborers and therefore less desirable as workers. The term is also used to represent people who are clumsy and awkward in general. The improper use of one's hands, especially when opening a door or grasping an object, is termed all thumbs. When people lack hand dexterity and coordination, they may also exhibit difficulty using their hands in a delicate manner. The term thumbs is often used in this context to describe when someone tries to use multiple fingers on one hand. A person with all thumbs is uncoordinated and awkward, especially with their hands. This term can be used to describe someone who has difficulty navigating the world as a whole due to their lack of coordination and understanding of it. This is not an actual disorder, but it is not uncommon for people to believe they are uncoordinated or awkward when in reality they are just unfamiliar with the activity. Especially when you are young, you may be clumsy or uncoordinated because your brain hasn't yet developed the ability to control all of your muscles, which is what causes coordination. 1. I've tried to put this toy together according to the instructions, but I'm all thumbs. I can't seem to get the parts to fit. 2. Peter seems to be all thumbs today. He keeps dropping his tools.
thank you for being part of this week's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners from all over the world learn American English. I will be back with another educational podcast for English learners next week. Until then, feel free to visit my official online website at maestrocirce.com, where you can access our internet radio, internet television, audio files, video recordings, English learner social network, numerous websites for English learners, as well as other recorded podcasts.